The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Alvin, you ready?
Yes.
Because we've already started. Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday. I am flying home today, and I have just, gosh, I've been in California. It's unbelievable. All right, in hour one today, coming up in a few minutes, kind of a special interview. It's the 25th anniversary of Promise Keepers. And the new head of Promise Keepers is Ken Harrison. He has an amazing story. That's coming up in just a few minutes. He's been on the program before, but I've never heard this story before. It's a harrowing tale, but it's beautiful, ultimately. So that's Ken Harrison, Promise Keepers. He's got a book out called A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Mm-hmm. Kind of up our alley, isn't it? Yes, it is. In hour two today, we have, actually, do I remember what we have in hour two today?
Yeah, you, Billy Hollowell interviewed you a little while back about your book.
That's right. No, we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got Alliance Defending Freedom. We have Robert Netsley, Inspire Investing. Folks, every time I have Robert Netsley on, I go crazy because I realize it's kind of like when you find out there are a million people in your state that didn't vote. And you could change the world. You have the power to change the world. It's why I wrote my new book, Letter to the American Church. If we do not use the power that God has given us for his purposes, we are on the hook. We are guilty. And Robert Netsley talks to us about how millions and billions of dollars that people who have our values invest. We invest this money with companies that are using it effectively against everything we believe in, against American liberty, against religious liberty. It's harrowing. So that's an hour two today. We'll talk to him for a little bit. We're going to talk to our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. I should mention before we go to Ken Harrison with Promise Keepers, we're doing this month only, a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're heroes. And I'm asking you bluntly, to help them do what they do. They go to the Supreme Court, they fight for religious liberty, for liberty. They get paid almost nothing, folks, to do this. They are absolute heroes. You really should support them. You should know about them. So go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see it when you go to MetaxasTalk.com. There's a banner, but they really need our help to do what they do. And, you know, it's, I'd like to think that part of what's going on in this season in our lives and in America is we're waking up to the fact that we've got to do more. We've been sold this story that everything's fine and we just have to, you know, be a good person and drift along. It's like, no, liberty, it costs us something. We have to do something in the middle of it. So we have to support those who are standing up, support those who are being canceled, support those who are working hard on our behalf. So right now we want to focus on the Alliance Defending Freedom. So if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you will see that you can support them there. And Alvin, you know what we're going to do?
No, what?
Yes, you do. You know what we're going to do. We are going to give three grand prizes.
Ooh.
We don't care what you give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you give anything to, now some people can give generously, and I really hope you will. I mean, everyone can give generously, but some people can give particularly generously. And I want to say, whatever you give, your name goes into a proverbial hat and we pull it out and we pick three grand prize winners. And those grand prize winners get signed copies of many of my books. Albin's books. You get all kinds of swag, all kinds of stuff, everything we can cram into the box. Three grand prize winners. It's really fun. And we want to just encourage you to do something. You know, you can do it in somebody's name if you want, but we've got to support those who are fighting for our liberties in America, and the Alliance Defending Freedom at the top of the list. You've got to understand, folks, we're in a battle right now. We didn't have to do this, a few decades ago, but right now we're in a tremendous battle and people are being persecuted, and you have to have champions in the legal sphere, and Alliance Defending Freedom, they're at the top. We should also mention, speaking of what we're doing this month, we're not just doing a fundraiser with Alliance Defending Freedom at metaxastalk.com, but we just got word that Nutramedics.com, which is one of our sponsors on this program, is offering this month only 30% off if you use the code Eric. Now, you know, I'm not much with numbers, but 30% off, I think that means you're only paying 70% of whatever the price is. I just did that in my head.
Wow.
30% off is kind of generous on their part. So I want you to take advantage of their generosity. Go to Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric. I use their melatonin, their zinc, their magnesium, their vitamin C, their vitamin D, and a raft of other things, unmentionables. But seriously, 30% off is a lot. So we want to let you know they're doing that. Every once in a while, they'll do that. And they said they want to do it for the whole month. So I do want to ask you to go to Nutramedics.com and stock up while they are at 30% off for this month. In hour two today, Billy Hallowell, our friend Billy Hallowell, is going to be interviewing me about my book, Letter to the American Church. Albin, how did that happen? How did he come? How is it that he's going to come on this show and interview me about my book?
I don't know. He's prescient, I guess, and he's holy and he's above the rest of us in a way. Billy is, because he's
Billy, not us, not us.
No.
I should also mention, we've got coming up later this week, Doug Mastriano, whom we love and whom we hope will be elected, as the next governor of Pennsylvania. That would be game changing stuff. So he's going to be on this program this week. As I mentioned, coming up in just a few minutes, we have our friend Ken Harrison, who's the new head of Promise Keepers, with a really amazing story. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you in just a few minutes. Also, we're trying to get Dutch Sheets on the program. Where do you get a weird name like Dutch Sheets? Well, evidently, I can ask him that question when he comes on the program. But he's been an amazing figure for many years. He's what we call a prayer warrior. And then we have, you know, the legendary Ward Connerly. Some of you know who that is, but he'll be on this program. We also have the parents of Katy Perry, the singer. They have been lifelong missionaries, fascinating people. They'll be on the program. So lots of crazy guests coming up. And don't forget, Socrates in the City in Houston on October 12th. We've never done an event in Houston. So if you know anybody in the Houston area, please get them the word. Go to SocratesandCity.com where it says events, but it's going to be at some like super fancy country club. It's a special event. My guest is James Tour, who is unlike anyone I have ever met. He is unbelievable, utterly brilliant. And I would not have written my book, Is Atheism Dead?, if not for James Tour. And you'll find out about that if you're at the event, because I really cannot, I don't want to sum it up. I don't want to try to sum it up here. Albin, you know what we should also mention, because sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something good to watch, please make a habit of going to salemnow.com, salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Remember, we are on the Salem Radio Network. My new book is published by Salem Publishers. These are great people. Salem, of course, is the word of me. It's shalom. It's the peace of God. SalemNow.com, Salem Publishers, Salem Radio. These are good folks. And SalemNow.com is a source of all kinds of great programming. We want to highlight, there's a new film starring Dean Cain called No Vacancy. It's based on a true story. It's one of these, you know, amazing stories that everyone should know. But you have to go to Salem Now, SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com. Did I mention SalemNow.com? I did.
Yeah, once or twice, yeah.
Let me also say, before we go to Ken Harrison, and we've got all kinds of stuff coming up today, but we do need your help for Alliance Defending Freedom. I hate to ask for money, but I'm not asking for myself. I'm not that I don't need it, but let me tell you something. The Alliance Defending Freedom, they're fighting for us. So we want you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you can't spell that, you're going to have problems. MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every phone call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code ERIC. Special discounts available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT.
Folks, welcome back. As promised, I didn't mean to use that verb, but it just leapt out. As promised, the chairman and president of Promise Keepers, my friend Ken Harrison, is my guest. Ken, welcome.
Thanks, man. Oh, it's always good to see you, Eric.
Well, it's good to see you. You're an
usually like seeing you in New York.
I know that you're heading up Promise Keepers because I know that this is the 25th anniversary. Can that be
1.4 million men at the Washington Mall? It's the biggest gathering in the history of Washington, D.C. And when they left that mall, they policed the area so well, there wasn't a gum wrapper left on the ground. So, you know, when those environmentalist groups come together in D.C. to say how much they love the whales or whatever, then they leave tons of trash everywhere. When the biggest gathering in the history of D.C., all Christian men got together, they left the place spotless. It says a lot about.
I was there. It's a little bit hard for me to believe that it could be 25 years ago, but I guess 1997, suddenly it kind of crept up, but it suddenly became 25 years in the past as of right now. That is amazing because I do remember it like it was yesterday. I went down with a whole group of dear friends from Connecticut. I was living in New Canaan, Connecticut. We started something called the New Canaan Society. And in a way, it grew out of our time at Promise Keepers in D.C. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I feel like, you know, we just parked our car and we're walking. We walked past the Iwo Jima Memorial down. And it was unlike anything I've ever seen. There were 12 Jumbotrons. I think all the Jumbotrons that existed in America at the time were on the mall in D.C. because so many people were there. Unless you have vast jumbotrons, nobody could conceivably see the stage. It was so far away. Amazing. I want to talk to you about your new book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. But it seems to me that it relates to Promise Keepers. This is not a coincidence that you, who Ken Harrison, who are the new head of Promise Keepers, would write a book with the title A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. What led you to write the book? And frankly, what do you mean by that term, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World?
Yeah, well, you know, I used to be an LA cop, right? I mean, that's how I started my career. And I'd faced death many times. But when I was 30 years old, I got hit by a jet ski. And it messed me up on one side. And I was in the emergency room. And the doctor walked in and said, here's the thing, man. He actually called me dude in the emergency room. Here's the thing, dude. You have ruptured your liver. If less than 40% of it is ruptured, we're going to life flight you out, cut it out, and it'll grow back. If it's more than 40%, you have 5 hours to live. Have a nice day.
And wait, he told you this?
He told me this. And I actually stopped him. I said, well, wait a minute. How will I die? He goes, what do you mean, dude? You won't have a liver. I said, well, what kills me? Like, okay, I won't have a liver, but what does that mean? He said, well, your body will poison itself to death in 5 hours. Excuse me. So
you were 30 years old.
Right.
Now, you said you were an L.A. cop and you were hit by a jet skier. I assume this was not on the streets of L.A. This was you were on your own.
I was on my own. And, you know, having faced death many times in shootings and high speed pursuits and all that stuff, it was always adrenaline. And then it was over and then you laughed about it because that's what cops do. But when you're laying on a gurney and there's no adrenaline and for an hour, I'm laying there thinking I might be seeing Jesus in a few hours.
Just to get the facts, because this is the way my brain works. Were you swimming? Were you in a boat? What happened?
I was on another jet ski. And I remember thinking, and I'm not a jet skier. A friend had given it to me. We had a pontoon boat. And I remember looking around me and it was Labor Day weekend. And I remember thinking, geez, there's a lot of boats and people around here and they're all drinking. This seems like it's kind of dangerous. And just as I thought that, bam, some guy was not paying attention and just hit me broadside. And exploded the jet ski out from underneath me. And I remember hitting the water and immediately, you know, because I'd gone through so much stuff as a cop, thinking I'm going to go into shock and I'm going to pass out and my head will be down and I'll drown. So I was able to swim to his jet ski and pull myself up on lip and curl myself around it until a boat came by.
Even though you had been severely injured.
Yeah. What ultimately happened was I broke all the ribs on the right side of my body. And I ruptured my lung and my kidney, and I only lacerated my liver, which is why I didn't die. So I'm in the emergency room, and I'm thinking, you know, I might be seeing Jesus in a few hours. And when I do, and he says, what did you do with what I gave you? What am I going to say? When he says, who's saved because of you? Who was clothed? Who was fed? What difference did you make in the world with all the gifts that I gave you? And my answer was going to be not much. I was a nice, polite American Christian.
And you've summed up a lot of the church. Like we got the wrong memo. Like it's about being nice.
Right.
It's about not cursing. You know, it's about being sexually pure or whatever. You're doing those things. Okay. You're good. No. We are called to this adventure. And when you face death, which mm-hmm. we all ought to be doing every day on mm-hmm. some level, we need to remind ourselves, I'm supposed to be dead to self. I could be with Jesus any minute. In fact, he's with me now. I am seated with him in heavenly places now while I'm still here. And he's given me right. the power of the Holy Spirit to live the life that he died that I could have now. But obviously, most Christians don't live like that. It's why I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church. It's a different thing. But your book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World, when you just shared that about literally knowing that you could literally die that day, it really, what I'm trying to say is like, that's reality. And most of us don't live in reality. Most of us act as though death happens to other people or we just try not to think about it. But God wants us to think about it. And every now and again, he gives us a gift, like a tragedy like that, that focuses us. And so you're a cop at the time, but you didn't, I guess you didn't feel like you were living heroically, daringly in your faith. You felt like if you did die that day, you would have serious regrets.
Yeah, I lived an exemplary life according to the American standard. And I realized lying on that gurney, that wasn't good enough. And you think, Eric, about how you live your life, and you have a different perspective because you've done all this research. You've written, you're my favorite author. I mean, I read everything that you put out because it's all excellent, right? And you know how much I love Bonhoeffer, and everyone tells you that. But you think about how you live your life. You think about the spine that you have, right? You think about when you were at, was it the Kavanaugh? Where was that where you got attacked and all the crowds came out? And I can't remember.
Well, there's been a number of things, but a lot of this came as a result of writing about these heroes. You write about these heroes and you think, well, if bad stuff is coming in my direction, how would they behave? What did they do? And that's what's made me so vocal about this kind of stuff. And it's why I'm excited about you and your book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World, because we are meant to live this way. We were meant to live heroically. We're meant to be participating with God in fighting against the evil in the world, against all of these things. And if you're not doing that, you're missing it, folks. It's the most glorious adventure. God literally created us for this adventure. So it's kind of like being a car without gas in the tank, sitting in a parking lot. That's not what you're made for. And so you... At age 30, what happened? I mean, what did you decide to do at that point?
I decided the next time I was on a plane and it was going down, or if the doctor tells me I've got 3 weeks to live, I'm not going to regret. I'm not going to wonder. I'm going to walk into that throne room with my head held high and say, Jesus, I want my crowns. You promised me I'd reign with you. You said at the very close of the Bible in Revelation 22:14, behold, I'm coming quickly and my reward is with me to give to each one according to what he has done. I've given my whole life for you. And now I want to be able to reign with you. Let's go. Now, I probably won't be that cocky, but that's
sure, I'm sure you won't. But it's nice. I get the idea. Well, it is funny, though, Ken, because for you, it was a tragedy, a horror, a close brush with death that focused you. But what it focused you on is what's called reality. This is reality. Now, this is not like, hey, I'm pumped up. I want to live. It's called reality. There is no one for whom this is not reality. The only issue is there are many people who can successfully push it away and ignore it and act as though it doesn't apply to me. But things are so crazy in America now. When we come back, I want to talk about this. Things are so crazy in America, folks, that you are having a prime opportunity to live out your faith. Because things are so bad, it gives us all an opportunity that we don't have, in a sense, when everything seems great. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Ken Harrison, the new book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, if you're running a business, your employees can create all kinds of interesting situations, like getting complaints because somebody on the team smells horrible. You better talk to Bambi. With Bambi, you get access to your own dedicated HR manager starting at just $99 a month. They're available by phone, email, real-time chat, so onboarding and terminations run smoothly, team members reach peak performance, and your business stays compliant with changing HR regulations. And with Bambi's HR autopilot, you'll automate important HR practices like setting policies, training, and feedback. HR managers could easily cost $80,000 per year, but Bambi starts at $99 per month. Schedule your free conversation today to see how much Bambi can take off your plate. Go to Bambi.com right now. Type in Eric Metaxas under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help this show. It's spelled Bambi, B-A-M-B-E-E.com. Bambi.com. Type in Eric Metaxas under podcast, B-A-M-B-E-E.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to my friend Ken Harrison. He heads up Promise Keepers, celebrating 25 years since the event in D.C., mind-blowing. And we're talking about Ken's new book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. So I was saying, Ken, that things are so bad now that in a way it's God's mercy kind of pushing people who say they believe in Jesus, pushing them to act and saying it's not enough just to be nice. There are people's lives being destroyed. You yes. need to be in the battle. You know, if you were alive in slavery times, would you say, well, it doesn't concern me. I just want to preach the gospel. And you'd be like, well, you're not going to talk about the abomination of slavery. You're going to be silent about that. You're not going to talk about these wicked things, but that's part of what it is to live the gospel. And I think a lot of Christians have that confusion. They act as like, well, those things don't apply to me. I just want to stick in this kind of like little theological zone, which of course is not what Jesus calls us to do, in case anybody cares what he thinks.
Yeah. So, you know, the question is, why should I be bold? Why should I give everything? If Jesus died on the cross and I said a little prayer and therefore I got mine and I'm going to go to heaven, well, then, and we in the church have inadvertently given the wrong identity to people, because what we've said is, you're a bad person, Eric, but Jesus loves you anyway. So try not to be bad, but we know you're going to be, but don't worry, he'll still forgive you. No, go have a nice day. And you're going, well, what's the point? And maybe that's why there'll be 127 suicides today. And 80% of those will be middle-aged men, because they have no point to their life. And in fact, the real reality is, Eric, you were a bad person. The day you put your faith in Christ, he made you a new creature. You became a son of the Most High Living God. And according to Ephesians 2:10, he had a mission that he laid down at the beginning of time for you to accomplish. Good works prepared before at the foundation of the world for Eric Metaxas to do. And you will be rewarded in this life and all of eternity for how well you carry that out. Salvation is by grace alone. But after salvation, now you're a baby. Now you're born again. Now you get to grow up. Because the day you got saved, you got unmerited acceptance by the Father, but you don't have unmerited approval by the Father. Just like our kids sometimes have more of our approval than others, right? The more approval they have, the more intimacy they have with us, and the more we want to reward them with good things. That's exactly how it is with our Father in heaven. Salvation is by grace, but what we do with that salvation matters greatly, and will be judged.
This is such a huge point, and it's funny because
it's never taught.
I do make it in my book, Letter to the American Church. This is a fundamental misunderstanding in the American church. And it was a fundamental misunderstanding in the German church in Bonhoeffer's day.
Amen.
And folks, it doesn't get bigger as a misunderstanding. There's no bigger misunderstanding. If you think how you live your life doesn't matter, it's all grace. No. Your salvation, Ken just said it, your salvation is grace. But then you've just crossed the starting line. It's not the finish line, it's the starting line. And you now get to live in that grace. And the scripture is clear: faith without works is dead. If you say you have faith, I'm saved, but you don't live it out, maybe you're not saved, because the Bible says clearly, it's the word of God, faith without works is dead. You're supposed to live in that faith. And that is an adventure. That is the most amazing thing. And you know, Ken, it's interesting because you talk about people committing suicide. If you don't have purpose in life, if you don't understand this, life can be meaningless, and there is nothing worse, especially for a guy. I don't know, I'm speaking as a guy, but I feel like, you know, men need purpose and whatever. I mean, obviously women do too, but I see so many men that are suffering from this idea that what does it matter and why am I here? And they have not heard what you are talking about. And there's literally nothing more important, because folks, this is not Ken's opinion. It's not my opinion. This is true. This is true, what we're saying. The book is A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. So what else do you talk about in the book, or just continue, please?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, adding on to your point. There was an intellectual whom you and I know, I won't say his name on air, but off air I can tell you, but he actually told me, I hated what your book was about. I hated that you were going to talk about rewards and all this stuff. He goes, and I grabbed your book with a pen and I went to rip it apart. And he goes, you know, Ken, by the time I finished your book, I realized you didn't say a single profound or original thing. It's all scripture. And he goes, you so changed my thought process that now whenever I read the Bible, all I see is good works, rewards, judged by your works. And it's like, it changed everything about me. And this is a guy who has great deep knowledge of the Bible. And so I would tell people what you just said is exactly right, Eric. All I'm doing is taking all the verses from the Bible, putting some neat stories together with them to help to give an example, and then saying things that scripture says over and over that we've just buried post-Reformation church. We've been so dialed in on grace, and it is grace up to salvation. But after that, and I often say this, if Jesus gave the entire salvation message in John 3:16, which he did, if you believe, you're saved, then what are all the rest of his words about? They're about being holy. They're about becoming a disciple.
I mean, it's amazing, because this is simply true. This is not some interpretation, but we have lived in such a blessed time in America that it's been very, very easy to fall asleep to these things. And it's why I wrote my book. It's why you wrote your book, is to say, hey, folks, God didn't save you so that you could be asleep. He wants you to be awake and alive and living this life self-sacrificially for his purposes to bless other people. It is a glorious adventure to which God has called you, and you do not want to miss that. The book is A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Ken Harrison is my guest. We'll be right back.
For just a skyline pigeon dreaming out the open, waiting for the day he can spread his wings, fly away again.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com.
Folks, we're talking to Ken Harrison, who is the head of Promise Keepers, and he's got a new book out called A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. So, yeah, you know, when you talk about facing death, that you almost died, you were 30 years old, and suddenly you realize, oh, my goodness, I could have missed it. I could have missed the whole purpose of being on this planet. And God, by allowing me to face death when you were 30 in this horrific jet ski accident, it focused you. And in a sense, you came to life and you've now been living that life and trying to get others to live that life. The message of grace, when it's sloppily preached, that it's almost like nothing matters. You're saved by grace. And, you know, you want to say, okay, folks, but you're not translated into heaven the minute you get saved. You've just crossed the starting line, and now you're supposed to do good works in not to earn salvation, because Jesus earned it 2,000 years ago, and by faith, you've accepted it, so you're good. But now, because you're still here, you have an assignment. God has given you an assignment, and if you're not living into that assignment, you're missing it. What could be more sad than missing that God Almighty has given you an heroic assignment to live this life, to fight evil in the world, to do all kinds of things. And you didn't know. You didn't know. Well, which it's why you wrote your book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. So what else should we talk about?
Well, this will talk. Let's make it controversial. We haven't said anything controversial enough yet, Eric. So, I mean, it wouldn't be a conversation between you and me if we didn't start, right?
Okay.
Some of our great dinner.
Let's go.
We in America have taught that prudence is the greatest virtue, right? How do we examine who the best Christian is, right? It's the person who has the least amount of life. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't chew, don't date girls who do, right? If it makes you grin, it's got to be a sin, right? That's how we've done so much of the Christian life. That's not what we see in Scripture. What do we see in Scripture is God values courage and people who go after life. And so the entire Old Testament, I mean, look at the heroes. David and Abraham and Moses and all these different heroes, what they do, they grab life with everything in them and they live for Christ and they screwed up. And then we have Hebrews chapter 11, which is the hall of faith, right? God's going down this list and going, be like these people. And who do we see? We see Rahab the prostitute, right? We see Japheth, who comes home and kills his daughter because he thinks he's doing a good thing. We see the most screwed up list of people ever. And God goes, be like them. Well, why? What was it about them? They were horrible sinners, repented, and none of them ever backed down from a fight. None of them. Every one of them grabbed life and said, I'm with you, Lord, no matter what. And that's what we need today. You think about what you and I are trying to stand up against. You think about this transgender movement. It has nothing to do with the homosexual movement. It's completely different. This transgender movement is going to destroy America if we don't stand up. And you think about a 10-year-old girl who all of a sudden her friends that she played and catch frogs with and all that stuff, all of a sudden they got bigger and stronger and faster because they hit puberty and she's got a menstrual cycle and she's confused and life seems weird. And all of a sudden she has teachers now coming to her and say, well, the reason you feel weird is we need to permanently alter your body, give you a mastectomy. The evil of that is shocking and horrifying. And what are we doing about it as men, Promise Keepers, as Christians, to stand up? And how many of us are hiding on social media because we don't want people to say mean things about us? Jesus says, blessed are you when they persecute you and say all kinds of evil things about you. Rejoice. Why? Because great is your reward in heaven. If you don't have enemies, if you don't have people backstabbing you, then you ain't doing it right. Because Jesus promised, if you're doing all for me, if you're standing up for the oppressed, if you're confronting the oppressor, Isaiah 1:17, you'll be hated. And people will say stuff about you. If no one's saying anything about you, then you're doing the Christian life wrong.
You know, it's amazing to hear you say this stuff because, as I said, I say a lot of this in my book, almost exactly what you just said. I've seen exactly what you just said, this lie that prudence is the greatest virtue. Be safe. Keep your nose clean.
Yes.
That's a lie from the pit of hell. God calls you to a fight. He calls you to a battle. And we're warring, obviously, against satanic dark powers. But he calls us to that. And this idea that I'm going to play it safe and I'm just going to avoid sin. Your goal is not to avoid sin. Your goal is to serve God. And when you serve God, you tend to avoid sin. But the point is, if all you're about is avoiding sin or avoiding making mistakes, you're completely missing it. And you're quite right. You know, when you say that we're getting this message, it's been in the church for years. And a lot of people think that's what it means to be a Christian, is just not to screw up or whatever. And you think, wow, that is a really negative definition of what it is to live out your faith. And we talk about, you know, in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in the Narnia Chronicles about Aslan is this powerful lion. And they say, is he tame? And it's like, no, he's not tame. He's wild. He's scary. He's good. He's good, but he's not tame. We need to get that memo. And your book, of course, called A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World, you are trying to help Christians in America understand that we got a lot of this stuff wrong. It's way better. It's way, way better than whatever we thought it was supposed to be.
Yeah, let's talk briefly about the Apostle Paul, who in Philippians, he says, I am striving forward for the crown of righteousness and for the better resurrection, not that I've yet attained it. What does that mean? Well, we have in Hebrews, where the writer of Hebrews says, we have all these people who are tortured to death, and they didn't take release. They didn't relent their faith. Why? They wanted a better resurrection. And then Paul goes on to say, there are different levels of stars in the heavens with different amounts of glory. So it will be with our resurrection, some resurrection better than others. Well, that's a truth we don't hear. And then Paul had said, not that I've yet attained it. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he's about to be put to death. He's giving his last words to Timothy. And he says, I have achieved the crown of righteousness, and not just me, but all those who love his appearing. So Paul now at the end of his life realizes now he knows he's gotten it. Each of us need to live our life that way. Fight the good fight, run the race to win, live life, give all, because great is your reward in heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening to this? The book is A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Ken Harrison, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Folks, I'm talking to Ken Harrison. The book is A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. You know, Ken, what I talk about mostly in my book, which you relate to, is the fact that the silence of the church, that people going along with what we were just saying about, they want to be safe and kind of don't get in trouble. And so they're being silent when satanic evil is being poured out across our culture. Lives are being destroyed. Young women's lives are being destroyed. Young men's lives are being destroyed. And the church is silent. They say, well, I don't want to get too political. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about cultural Marxism infiltrating the culture and many churches and BLM and critical race theory there. They say, well, I don't want to go there. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to get political. And I think, you've got to be kidding. These are issues of truth. And God will judge you for your silence. And the German church, because of its silence, for all the same reasons that you and I are talking about and that we talk about in these books, for the same reasons they were silent, they said, we're just going to want to be nice. We're just going to preach the gospel, whatever the heck that meant. And the enemy was able to triumph because of their silence. We are now living in a day which the parallels are couldn't be more dramatic. And God is trying to get this message, which Bonhoeffer was trying to speak to the church. He's trying to speak it to the church right now. But you must see this in your life, that there are a lot of Christian leaders that they don't want to go there. They're saying, well, let's, you know, we're not in it to win it. Let's be, let's just be nice and let's just preach our little gospel. I got to tell you that that's a message out of the pit of hell. These are a lot of good people nonetheless misleading millions with that message.
Amen. I could go off on this forever. What I'll say is I'll go back to Dante's great Divine Comedy, right? You remember that in the Divine Comedy, he talks about the priests that would not take a stand. And so heaven didn't want them and neither did hell. And so the ones that wouldn't stand for anything actually got the worst punishment of ever. You had the Christians, the non-Christians, and then the ones that were milquetoast and had no courage, and they got the worst punishment of all. You talk about the German church during Bonhoeffer, but the German church had been the liberal leading church in the 1800s that destroyed America. All of our pastors would go in the 1800s to seminary in Germany, and then they came back to Harvard and destroyed all of our good organizations. So it didn't happen in a vacuum. The people of Germany in the 1930s reaped what they had sown of a liberal theology. And so we must stand on the word of God with boldness. And I'll say this last thing. Revelation 21:8 gives a list of the people who will for sure go to the lake of fire. And it's not a list. Go back for everybody listening and read Revelation 21:8. The list starts with cowards and it ends with all liars.
Wow. I'm not joking. I was going to bring that verse up.
Is that right?
In this segment, because I saw it recently and I thought, oh my goodness, cowards will be cast into the lake of fire. Folks, do you understand? You are called to be a hero. God will give you the strength. Yeah. He'll give you everything you need. It doesn't need to come from within. God will put it in you himself. And he's probably already put it in you. But you need to know that he wants you to stand. He wants you to speak. He wants you to speak out against the madness. And if you don't, he judges you. He doesn't call us to be cowardly. I'm talking to Ken Harrison. The book is A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. That's like the second to last verse in the Bible, Ken, that you just quoted about liars. There's a lot of lying going on. There's a lot of cowardice. Folks, this is the time the church is being called to stand. And one of the ways the Lord is doing it is through Ken Harrison and his new book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Ken, I'm just so grateful for you, for your voice, and for exhorting men and women in this country and around the world to live the real life that God calls them to live, not to accept any substitutes. Ken Harrison, thank you.
Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.